Zed On Air Music presents Long Player.
Hi, I'm Ingrid from Ingrid and the Ministers. I'm based in Wellington. I'm currently still in Wellington because of COVID. Yeah, we've been playing together for a couple of years now in Wellington, and we have our first album out called Kill the Sights.
We're talking about Kill the Sights today. I just want to ask you a question, because on your Bandcamp page, the like description is psychedelic frock and roll from down under. Could you tell me what frock and roll means?
Yep, so frock and roll is an amalgamation of folk and rock and roll. Yeah, I feel like a lot of our music is, a lot of my influences are quite folk, folk-based, acoustic guitar kind of style. And so rock and roll, but then I'm kind of obsessed with rock music as well, and loud guitars. So it's kind of, I decided to call it rock and roll because both genres kind of blend in together, and a lot of the songs start really softly and then go into more hardcore territory.
What was the first track that you wanted to talk about today?
I don't know, like Pepper and Sand?
Yeah, let's talk about Pepper and Sand. What can you tell me about that track, Pepper and Sand?
Pepper and Sand was one of the first ones I brought to the band, and the first ones that really worked when we started jamming it together. And I just had a really clear sense of I want it to be the first half to be verses, and then it to just have a huge guitar solo in the second half. It's a lot of it to me is about I wrote it because I had a friend who seemed like they were kind of losing touch with reality a bit, and it was a scary time where I felt like I couldn't really reach them. So the chorus, how could you get so high, is about them feeling like they're kind of losing touch with reality and kind of soaring above us.
Don't go to heaven too soon. No one's there waiting for you. I know you've been for a cure.
the second track we're talking about today is Love by Proxy. I just had these three chords that I quite liked, but that I didn't think would ever turn into a song. And one day I just started playing them with the band, and then it just everyone loved them so much that it just sounded really great, and everyone was like, "Oh, I need to do this." It's like maybe it's an encore song or something. I don't know. It just kind of clicked, and so then I wrote the verses to it, and we kind of just left it as one long, relentless, fast-paced rock song. Yeah, it's quite an angry song. It's probably my angriest song. A lot about not getting, wanting things that you can't get and knowing that you shouldn't want them, but wanting them anyway, and kind of tying yourself in knots around that. And now we're going to talk about When It Happens. Yeah, this is it's a bit of a downer. When It Happens is about being on your deathbed and the people you'll think about when you're on your deathbed. Yeah, and kind of hoping that the people who, like, you're close to, you know, like your best friends and loved ones will still, that you, they'll still be around and they'll still be there and, you know, and stay with you till the end. So pretty bleak. Yeah, I was feeling pretty bleak at the time.
Thank you. I think of. When it happens, you'll be the one I think of. When I go, you'll be the one I think of.
The last track I want to talk about is Bits and Pieces, which is the final track on the album. And we put it there because it feels like the most hopeful song. It's very much an elevating finale. And I think the chords and Tony's solo is really triumphant. I started writing it in London when I was there. And it was a weird feeling. It was like I'd been really down, and all of a sudden there's kind of like this tiny part of myself returned back to me. I don't know what, it's just like a little light bulb moment of, oh, it's okay, I'm gonna be all right. I've got back a little piece of me, I think is the line. Yeah, riffing off that and feeling like, oh, I'm gonna get through.
I got by a little piece of me. Not sure it's the piece.
Long Player. Thanks NZ On Air Music.